WABC, New York.
Welcome from the 45,000 dealers who serve you with fire chief. The gasoline with police car pickup, ambulance speed, fire engine power, and passenger car economy. And now we present his honor, the mayor of Texaco Town, Eddie Cantor.
Thank you, thank you. Hello, everybody. Hello, Jimmy.
Congratulations, Eddie.
Congratulations for what? My daughter was married 2 weeks ago, Jimmy.
Oh, no. Huh? Not that stupid. It's your new contract.
Oh.
Ladies and gentlemen, Eddie Cantor has signed with Texaco for the next 6 years.
Yep. Wait a minute. I only signed the contract the other day, Jimmy. How did you know about it?
Well, you know the old saying, bad news travels fast. But all kidding aside, I really think it's great. And I only hope you'll keep a place for me.
Oh, you know I will, Jimmy. We've been together on radio a long time. You know that, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
And wherever I go, you go.
Well, that's just exactly the way I feel about you, Eddie.
Yeah?
Wherever I go, you go too.
Oh, no. I don't want to go where you go.
No.
I know the kind of a life you've been leading.
Oh, just think. I'll be talking about Texaco for 6 long years. Say, do you think I'll last that long?
Jimmy, you wouldn't run out of gas in 20 years.
Well, I'm certainly glad you signed that contract, Eddie. I only hope you got a raise.
I did.
You know, Texaco is selling a lot of gasoline, making lots of money.
Oh, yeah. Little by little, I'll take it away. All I ask is time. Just give me time. Just give me enough time.
Say, Eddie, what about me?
Renard, you just keep on eating the way you do, and you'll always be a great ad for Texaco.
I'm an ad for Texaco?
Yeah, the way you eat, you're Texaco's largest filling station.
Oh, gee, Eddie, I wonder what the program will be like 6 years from now.
I'll show you, James. Let's look into the future and bring the broadcast of May the 23rd, 1943. Music, Renard, go ahead.
And now, here is his honor, the mayor of Texaco Town, Eddie Cantor.
Wait a minute. Jimmy, that's wrong. I'm not the mayor anymore.
No?
6 years have passed. I'm the president of the company now.
Oh, you're President Cantor now.
I told you all I needed was a little time.
Well, so you're the president of Texaco.
Not Texaco, Jimmy. This is 1943, and it's Texacantor. That's the name.
Well, Eddie, you know, I'm glad to see that I'm still here after 6 years.
Yep.
Say, what happened to Renard?
Oh, did you hear about it?
No, what?
Renard got so fat he couldn't get into the studio, so they built the Columbia Network around here.
Oh, yes, and little Bobby Breen, has he changed much?
Well, you can see for yourself. There he is, passing the studio now. Hello, Bobby.
Hello, Daddy. How are you?
So, Bobby Breen's a bass now, eh? Say,
yes.
Did anything happen to Deanna's voice?
Oh, no. No, Jimmy, it's as lovely as ever. Deanna Durbin and Bobby Breen are both singing in the Metropolitan Opera. I think that's where they both belong, don't you? Jimmy, you finish the broadcast by yourself. I've got to meet Ida and my 10 daughters.
Whoa, wait just a minute. 10 daughters? I thought you only had 5.
Don't forget, James, this is 1943.
Well, so that's what it's going to be like in 1943. Say, I wonder if I'll still be an announcer or an author.
Author? Wait, let me get... Jimmy, I didn't know you'd been writing.
Oh, yes. I just finished an article for Radio Guide magazine on how to become an announcer.
Yeah?
In the first chapter, I tell how I went up to connect...
Yeah.
I tell you how I went up to...
What is it?
Listen, Eddie.
Why must Renard practice now that I'm talking?
That's all right, Jimmy. I told him he could practice when there's nothing going on.
Well, listen. Make him stop, will you? I can't think or talk without any noise around.
Yeah, well, Jimmy, you're all fumbling. Why don't you try concentrating? Look, keep your mind on the subject. Concentration is what won the new contract for me. You see, I concentrate, Jimmy.
Yes, I know, but nobody can concentrate with that racket going on.
Yeah, but it's easy. Look, I'll show you how it's done. You talk about your radio article, and at the same time, I'll talk about my hobby, raising guinea pigs for profit, huh?
Okay, let's try it.
Excuse me, Mr. Cantor. I'm the radio engineer.
Yeah?
This microphone ain't working right. Can I check it?
Yeah, of course. Of course. That's all right. It'll even be a better test for our concentration. Go on. Make all the noise you like. Go ahead.
Thanks. Yeah. Hello, John. This is Sydney testing microphone number 4. WAP 29, WAP 32.
Wait a minute, what is this WAP 29 business? What is that?
Oh, WAP is the word we use to test microphones.
Oh, I see. Okay, go on with your testing. Come on, James. Start your announcement. Go ahead.
Folks, I wish to announce I have an article in Radio Guide magazine.
My friends, one of the smartest of all pets is a guinea pig. A guinea pig has a brain and can speak. You have often heard a guinea pig say...
Hey, John, there's a leak in the transmitter. Come on, stand by so I can give you...
My baby diapers are kept as a souvenir by my wife. I feel that I owe a great part of my success to Mrs. Wallington, my...
WAP 29, WAP 32. Say, John, her diaphragm has always been loose. Look, there's only one thing to do. Get a new aerial for the rear of the guinea pig, and she will give you a look of understanding.
A guinea pig's intelligence depends upon diet. I know of one that ate only dry grass, and after 5 years of that diet...
I became a radio announcer. I was awarded a gold medal for diction, not only because I gave the proper pronunciation, but because my head is filled with...
Tripe, stale cod, fish balls, and breadcrumbs should not be fed to these pets. But if the guinea pig lets her thoughts wander for one moment, you get...
WAP 35, WAP 42. Pull out that plug and ease the condenser. All right now, cut
my throat, which is responsible for the clear tones which I utter. This article was written by myself and another...
Groundhog, which is closely related to the guinea pig family. Notice how they have the same curved tail and ugly snout, which is like...
A picture of me in this month's issue. When I was born, my father took one look at me and said to my mother...
WAP 29. Pull out that old piece of junk. It's clogging up the mic with...
So you see, Jimmy, this proves that concentration is simple. No matter what happens, I can retain my wits and keep saying...
WAP 32.
WAP 32.
The microphone is out of order.
The microphone is out of order. No, I mean my life story tells you how I became a guinea pig by concentration with Wallinger. No. It's simply a matter of training the mind. Mind the train. No, I mean catching the boat. No. Concentration. You must practice every... What am I singing all of a sudden here? What is that? Look, I... Stop that fiddle playing, or you'll drive me crazy, and I'm saying that I'll kill that fat blubber, Renard.
Just a minute, please. I'm sorry, Mayor Cantor. I'm sorry, but you might as well stop the program. You're not on the air.
What are you talking about? You just test. What do you mean I'm not on the air?
Look, the faulty microphone here caused a short circuit in the master switch.
How do you... We're not on the air. Jimmy, what are we going to do? Look, if we're not on the air, we might as well go home. All right, Renard. Dismiss the orchestra.
Now, Eddie, wait a minute. I'm surprised at you. You told me you'd never let anything stop you.
But, Jimmy, we're not on the air. What can we do?
Just the same, I'm disappointed in you. It seems to me that a guy like you could do something.
Yep. Wait a minute.
Yes.
Wait a minute. I think I can.
What?
Where does our radio program go? Where does it go to?
Well, to the people's home.
Exactly. And that's where we're going right now. If the people can get to Cantor, Cantor will get to the people. Deanna, Renard, Wallington, everybody, come along. We're going on the first house-to-house broadcast in radio. Come on. Well, folks, we'll start into this house right here.
Oh, gee, Eddie, think what a thrill it'll be for these people to have Eddie Cantor entertain them right in their home.
It'll be a thrill for me, too. Come on, let's go in. Ladies, I've had a little trouble, and so I'm going from house to house.
Now, don't tell me an old buzzard like you is working his way through college. Get out of here!
Oh, Eddie. Well, Eddie, you're off to a great start.
After all, Jimmy, look, you can't please everyone. Here, let's try this house. Mister, I'm Eddie Cantor, and...
Wait, you're Eddie Cantor? Oh, come in. Bring the band with you. Please, sing a song, won't you?
You see, James, they love me.
Come on.
They appreciate me. You see, it's my office. Come on, will you? Renard, have the boys play for me so I can entertain my good friend here. Go ahead, will you?
Wake up and live. Don't mind the rainy patter. And you will find it's mind over matter. Dark clouds will break up. if you will wake up and live. Wake up and live. Show the stuff you're made of. Just follow through. What are you afraid of? You'll try it, won't you? Why don't you wake up and live? Come out of your shell. Hey, fella, find your place and look up. Come out of your shell. Say, fella, just be a goal-getting son of a gun. Wake up and live. If Lady Luck is yawning, up on your toes, a better day is dawning. Don't let up, get up and give. Give yourself a shake up, mister. Wake up and live. 'Cause life is just a bowl of cherries. Don't take it serious. It's too mysterious what happens. You work, you slave, you worry so, but you can't take your dough when you go, go, go. So wake up and live. If Lady Luck is yawning, up on your toes, a better day is dawning. Don't let up, get up and give. Give yourself a shake up, mister. Wake up and live.
Mister, tell me, how was it?
How was it? It couldn't be better. Your song did it.
Did what?
Look, for 3 months, my wife's relatives have been anchored here.
Your wife's relatives have been anchored at your house?
Yeah, and you started to sing, and they're upstairs packing.
Stop kissing, won't you?
I know, but you're not a singer. You're an insect exterminator.
Let's get out of here, will you, Jimmy?
That's right, two on you.
No. Jimmy, look. Yeah. There's a nice old man sitting on that porch over there.
Yeah.
I know he'll be glad to have us do our program for him. I know that.
All right, I'll call him. Hey, mister.
Yes, what is it?
Look, I'm Eddie Canton. This is my radio company. Our program didn't go out on the air tonight, so we thought
that... Eddie Canton, eh? Come on in.
Well, Jimmy, I guess we've struck the right house at last, huh?
Say, Eddie, tell him a few jokes. He looks like he'd enjoy a good laugh.
Have you been in Hollywood long, mister?
No, just come.
Oh, there's no place in the world like Hollywood. Oh, it's colossal. It's tremendous. The previews. They all have previews out here. Even the gorgeous picture stars, when they get married, they all have... The first two husbands, they're only previews. That's all they are. Everything here in Hollywood is dramatized. Everything... I went into a floral shop the other day, and I saw a great big floral wreath which read, Rest in Peace, Morris. And it had neon lights flashing on and off. Rest in peace, Morris. Rest in peace, Morris. Everything is dramatic here.
He's not laughing, Eddie.
I'm not warmed up yet. Look, every night in Hollywood you see spotlights shining in the sky all over. You know there's an opening someplace. What do you think happened last night?
I don't know.
Last night I saw two flashlights in the sky. I took out my car, and I went driving to see where the lights came from.
You followed the spotlight.
Yes, I went to Glendale, I went to Pasadena, finally at Azusa. At Azusa, there was an opening. What do you think it was?
I don't know.
The opening of a meat market. How do you like that? And they had an opening, too. Mm-hmm. They had an orchestra, they had entertainment, they spent so much money on everything else, they didn't have meat to put in the meat market. Well... So I finally went over to the grocery department, and I bought some things there, and the clerk was adding it up. He said, 25 cents for sugar, 35 cents for milk, 40 cents for potatoes, 28 cents for oatmeal. Finally, he said, total 97. And the woman jumped up and hollered, Screeno!
Well, Eddie, I guess it's no use. The old man hasn't even smiled.
Say, mister, look, I've been trying to entertain you, but you're not laughing at me. After all, remember, I'm Eddie Canton.
Why should I laugh at you? I'm Jack Benny's father.
Yeah. Jimmy, let's go, will you, Jimmy?
Say, Eddie, there are quite a few people out here in the street. What do you say we try entertaining them?
No, Jimmy, now it's your turn, and you know what to talk about, don't you, huh?
Yes, sir. Whether you are thinking of trading in your present car now or 6 months from now, you'll want the best possible trade-in allowance. Therefore, take a tip from the men who decide the trade-in value of your car. Automobile dealers everywhere say that regular and proper lubrication can get you anywhere from $50 to $100 more for your car when you trade it in. If you want to be sure of that extra $50 to $100, Marfac is the proper lubricant. Marfac, made exclusively by Texaco, was especially developed for the chassis of buses, trucks, and passenger cars. Marfac stands up under the toughest wear and tear, gives the chassis parts of your car full protection. Made from heavy-bodied oils, Marfac won't wash out melt out, or wear out. Actually, Marfac lubricates better and lasts twice as long as ordinary grease. Get a Marfac job for your car wherever you see the sign, "Let us Marfac your car." And ask the dealer about the many additional services he includes in each Marfac job.
That's good. Jimmy, look. Yeah. There's a big apartment house across the street. Let's take our program over there.
Well,
huh?
Now, wait a minute. Are you going to every apartment in that big building?
No, I'm going to bring all the people down into the lobby so we can entertain them all at once. Oh, Deanna Durbin. Come here, Deanna. To sing a song, and if that doesn't get the people, nothing will.
I once met a gown, it was almost new. Oh, the daintiest thing, it was sweetest blue. With little forget-me-not plain near and there. When I had it on,
going along with us?
You bet I would, Aunt Sandy.
Say, Eddie, this is a nice-looking place. Let's try it.
Jimmy, look who opened the door. It's Seymour, Seymour.
The telephone operator.
That's who it is.
Oh, hello, Mayor Cantor. Say, I'm glad you dropped in because I just got back from my vacation and we're having a party.
Yeah?
Today is Pa's wooden anniversary.
Wooden anniversary? For 10 years he's been married?
No, for 10 years he wouldn't work.
Did your mother and father go with you on your vacation?
Yeah, me and Mom and Pa drove up to Yellowstone National Park.
Did you listen to me on the radio while you were gone?
Nah, this was a pleasure trip.
Yeah.
Well, that is in a way it was. Ma kept nagging Pa about his driving till Pa finally stopped the car with the rear end standing on a railroad track.
Yeah, tell me, what happened then?
Ma started yelling, "Get me out of here." And Pa shouts back at her, "You've been backseat driving all afternoon. Now let's see you get your end across the track."
That must have been some trip.
I'll say. On the way, we passed a brewery, and Ma says, "We are not passing the biggest brewery in the world."
Yeah.
And Pa says, "Maybe you are, but I ain't."
Look, it's a wonder to me you ever got to Yellowstone.
Well, we finally made it, and the first day in the woods, Pa got bit by a snake, and Ma gave him a big drink of whiskey.
Yeah, he must have liked that.
Like us? Say, in a day and a half, Pa had 485 snake bites.
What? There were so many snakes?
No, it wasn't that. But Pa kept crawling in the bushes, calling out, "Here, Snakey, come and get us."
Your father causes a lot of trouble, doesn't he, Al?
Say, he made Ma so mad she wouldn't let Pa sleep in the cabin.
No?
She told him to take a sleeping bag and get out.
Yeah.
The next morning, Pa came in with the sleeping bag and complained about how lumpy the ground was.
Yeah?
Ma says, "You slept all night in the sack of potatoes."
Your father doesn't know what it's all about, does he, huh?
I'll say he don't. Ma even told him he could hatch a rabbit by sitting on a pumpkin.
Wait a minute. Your mother told him he could hatch a rabbit by a pumpkin?
Yeah. So he sat on one for 2 hours, fell asleep, rolled off the pumpkin, and busted it.
What happened then?
The noise scared a rabbit out of a bush next to him, and when Pa seen it, he yelled, "Hey, come back here, I'm your father."
Your pop must have been full of liquor, huh?
He sure was. When the mosquitoes would bite him, they'd fly away and come back with little cups of water.
Wait a minute. The mosquitoes brought little cups of water? Why?
Yeah. They couldn't take Pa straight. They had to have a chaser.
Get out.
Well, Eddie. Huh? Well, you know, so far we haven't had much luck with this house-to-house broadcast of yours.
Well, we'll try once more, Jimmy. Let's go in that house over there, huh?
Okay. Hey, the back door is partly open. Come on, let's go in.
All right. There doesn't seem to be anybody at home.
No, but look, the owner must be very wealthy, Eddie. Look at those Corona cigars on the table.
Take a few, Jimmy. Go ahead. The owner wouldn't miss them.
Do you think I should?
Sure. Who cares what you take from a capitalist? Go ahead. Look, take the whole box. Take the whole box. Sure.
Oh, good evening, Mr. Canton. You're home early.
It's Clara the maid. This is my own house. Put back the cigar. Put back the cigar. Hey, wait a minute. Wait a minute. The phone. I'll get it. Hello? This Eddie Cantor speaking. What? It's 6. Okay. Okay, we'll be right over.
Who was it, Eddie?
Jimmy, the engineer at the Columbia Studios. He says that everything is fixed and we can go on the air.
What are we going to do for a program?
We'll pick it up right where we left off. Remember, this is our coronation night. We're crowning the king of swing. Let's go. Come on. Well, here we are back in the studio. Now, on with the coronation.
Hear ye, hear ye, hear ye. Begin the celebration. Today we crown the king of swing. On with the coronation. Hear ye, hear ye, hear ye. Our guest of honor's here. Let everybody present rise and give the man a cheer.
Who? Lord Mayor of Texas comes down. I never see one better.
Greetings, loyal swing subjects. You are gathered here to crown as king of swing, the man whose band has won him great renown. You know, I'm glad to see Ben Burney here, and right across the way, Wayne King, Guy Lombardo, Fred Waring, and Glenn Gray. And there is Mr. Rubinoff, my good old Russian friend. He's playing jazz or symphony, anything with his band. America loves his music, but Russia wants him to bring his violin to Moscow. They'd like to see him swing.
Swing, 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 swing.
Rubinoff
is bound to swing.
Tie that dope with a rope.
That's the way he ought to swing.
Come forward, Benny Goodman, and before the throne, kneel down. You've been chosen king of swing, and here's your royal crown. Upon your shoulders I place now this robe of gorgeous hue. The color should become you, for they are red, hot, and blue.
If you want to be king, then you've sure got to swing. Do-a-do-a-do-a-do-a-do-a-do-a-do-a-do-a-do-a-do-a-do-a-do-a-do-a-do-a-do-a-do-a-do-a-do-a-yeah.
Lord Mayor Cantor, there's something written on my crown.
Just follow that inscription and you'll never wear a frown. It says, E pluribus unum, semper fidelis.
Well, what's that mean?
If you want a faster pickup, then use fire cheese gasoline. And now, before I place this crown upon your rhythmic brow, let anyone who might object kindly speak up now.
I object. I should be king. I can swing it and go to town.
Swing it? Renard, you're lucky that you can carry it around.
It's no thing a thing if you're too big to swing. Do-a-do-a-do-a-do-a-do-a-do-a-do-a-do-a-do-a-do-a-do-a-do-a-do-a-do-a-do-a-do-a-do-a-do-a-do-a-do-a-do-a-do-a-do-a-do-a-do-a-do-a-do-a-do-a-do-a-do-a-do-a-do-a-do-a-do-a-do-a-do-a-do-a-do-a-do-a-do-a-do-a-do-a-do-a-do-a-do-a-do-a-do-a-do-a-do-a-do-a-do-a-do-a-do-a-do-a-do-a-do-a-do-a-do-a-do-a-do-a-do-a-do-a-do-a-do-a-do-a-do-a-do-a-do-a-do-a-do-a-do-a-do-a-do-a-do-a-do-a-do-a-do-a-do-a-do-a-do-a-do-a-do-a-do-a-do-a-do-a-do-a-do-a-do-a-do-a-do-a-do-a-do-a-do-a-do-a-do-a-do-a
His throne should be the electric chair.
Well, mister, tell your story. We'll all be fair, but keep it clean. Remember, we're on the air.
My name is Obadiah Crank, and I claim we've got to thank all this unemployment thing to this pest they call the swing. To the farmhands, it's appeal till they won't work in the field. Even hens won't lay a thing if they don't know how to swing. So our village sent me down from the league to meeting in this town. And here's a message that I bring from our league, the anti-swing. We're agin it. Yes, sirree. And you take this tip from me. Save the nation from that thing, that their curse they call the swing.
Why, you talk as if the swing was new. It's centuries old. I'll prove it to you. How did monkeys get from tree to tree?
Swing, 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 swing.
How does Lou Gehrig go on a batting spree?
Swing, 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 swing.
Our mothers used to harmonize with their cradle lullabies.
Lullaby, baby, in the tree
car. Yes, sir? And that's the first swing song of the whole crop.
There was a time a man sat still and softly played his cello. But with this swing, they shake and quiver like a plate of jello.
In olden days, the girls wore stays, silk petticoats, and bustles. Time marches on, the bustle's gone. They swing, and nothing rustles.
And stick to the subject and just reveal the truth. You know darn well that swing excites our blazing, flaming youth. I tell ye, I'm against it. It's un-American, understand? Me and the anti-swing league will drive it from the land.
You won't have it. It's un-American. I know what's on your mind. You're jealous of our modern youth. I'm wise to all your kind. Listen, Crank, your narrow views belong to another day. The younger generation makes you feel a bit passé. The swing comes from the pendulum of good old father time, and harmless rhythmic melody is surely not a crime. It's just the tempo of the age that moves at a rapid pace. And you and I must move along if we would keep our place. Come on, be big, get in the swing and dance with this generation. Stay close to youth and you'll stay young. Oh, boy, that's some sensation.
Oh, not me. No, siree. I'd rather suffer lumbago and all in pain. I'd rather hobble along with my old hickory cane. No. Ow. I won't swing. No. No. I hate that thing. Never. Never, I say.
By golly. It's got me.
That's it. Come on, old boy. You've got to stop. Get hot. Blow off the wrist.
Old boy, nothing. I'm flaming youth. Come on and call me kid.
Now, Mr. Crank, if you bow to the king, we'll have our princess of melody sing.
Put on your old gray bonnet with the blue ribbons on it, and we'll hitch your dolly to the shade.
Swing it, please. Swing it.
Put on your old gray bonnet with those blue ribbons on it, and we'll hitch that horse called Dobbin to the shade. And through those fields of clover, we'll go back by the way of Dover on our golden wedding day. Put on your old gray bonnet.
Your old gray bonnet.
With the blue ribbons on it. Well, friends, before I say goodnight, I just want to tell you that next week, one of the greatest actors of stage and screen will visit us here in Texaco Town. His name is Leslie Howard, and be sure to tune in. Now, till we meet again, remember, I love to spend Sunday with you. Good night.
Next week, same time, same station. Eddie Cantor in Texaco Town. Alice Lugan, Miley. Columbia Broadcasting System.